This week, I'll be sharing about Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, and what that means for us. I want to start by looking in John's Gospel, chapter 14. We'll start at verse 1 and we'll read a few verses. And it says this, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So here is Jesus talking to the disciples, and he's telling them that he's going to prepare a place for them. And he's about to leave the disciples. He's getting closer to being arrested and then crucified. And so he's preparing the disciples for when he leaves. And he says to the disciples that they don't need to be troubled. If we look at that first verse, it says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." And it made me think, for my own life, how often is my heart troubled? How often am I anxious? How often do I feel stressed because there are decisions I need to make in life? I'm worried which way to go. Do I choose the right way, the wrong way? What are the daily decisions in my life? Sometimes my decisions for life are life-altering decisions. They're serious decisions. And it can be hard to know which way to choose. And I can be troubled by that. I can be anxious. But here Jesus says, don't let your hearts be troubled. And why does he say that? Instead, he says, trust in me and believe in me. And Jesus says you can trust in him because he is the way, the truth, and the life. He actually uses the words, "I am." He says, we'll read it. It's in verse 6. He says, "I am the way and the truth and the life." And using the word, that phrase, "I am," makes me think back to when Moses saw the burning bush. And God revealed himself to Moses by saying, "I am who I am." And here Jesus is revealing to us a little bit of who he is, that he is God, I am. And here's the way that we should follow in life. So what does that mean for us? If we're getting troubled in life, what should we do? Jesus says, trust in him because he's the way, the truth, and the life. So let's look at what that really means. If we look at Jesus as the way, it means that Jesus is the way to follow. When we don't know which way to go in life, we should look to Jesus. Jesus is stable. He is reliable. He is faithful. We can look to him for the answers of which way to go. And we can do that by looking at the example that he gives us in his life of how he treats people and in his teachings. You know, he shows us how to live in the world. He tells us how we should treat other people by treating them the way that we would want to be treated. He tells us we should turn the other cheek when someone wrongs us. He says that we should go the extra mile for someone. He says we should show our love and respect to the poor, to the needy. We should show love and respect to the outcast. Jesus did that to the lepers. And because of all of these teachings, Jesus is showing us the way. He's showing us the way to live our life. And even more than that, Jesus shows us the way to the Father. We know that Jesus was sent into the world to restore our relationship to the Father. Because sin had entered into the world, we were cut off from God the Father. We no longer had the relationship we once did with him. And so Jesus comes to show us the way to the Father. Jesus is also the truth. He says he is the truth. When we're confused about things in life, Jesus has the answers. And not only does Jesus have the answers, Jesus is the answer. He is the truth. And what does that mean to say that Jesus is truth itself? Well, there are lots of different ways that different philosophers over time have talked about this and can become a bit confusing and hard to understand. So the way that I'm going to approach this and the way that I understand it is to think about truth as shining light on reality. Truth shows us and reveals to us what is good, what is right, and what is true. And God is the source of this truth. And in God, the truth, it will never change and it's always reliable. We can always rely on God. We can always rely on Jesus, who is the truth. And so God sent his son Jesus into the world as the truth to shed light on the world. It says in John chapter 1 verse 9, the true light which enlightens everyone, and that's Jesus. Jesus sheds light in the world to overcome darkness. Jesus is the light of all truth. In the Catechism, which is a summary document of the Catholic Church and what we believe, it says this: in Jesus Christ, the whole of God's truth has been made manifest. And what that means is that Jesus is God revealing himself to us. That when Jesus came to the world, God revealed who he was to us in Jesus incarnate, made flesh. So Jesus defines what is real, what is good, and what is true, and he provides us a standard for humanity of how we should live our lives. And as Christians, we're called to live in the truth, which means we're called to live in Jesus Christ by imitating the way that Jesus lived his life. And then finally, Jesus is the life, and Jesus is a giver of life. He gives us life. There's a wonderful scripture in, again, John, this is quite the focus this week of our heartbeat, is John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 10, and it says, I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly. And this is Jesus talking. You know, in some verses it says, I came to give life and life to the full. And that's what Jesus gives us. As we live by following Jesus's ways, by following his teachings, then we experience freedom in that. And by experiencing that freedom, we experience life. Now, the Greek word for life, it can mean eternal life, but it can also mean a redeemed life. And when I think of a redeemed life, I think of a life that's restored. And that's what Jesus gives us. When we follow Jesus, we have a new perspective on life. We have purpose. We have meaning in our lives. We have hope and we have joy. And Jesus gives that to us. So, this week, if you're feeling a bit troubled, then turn to Jesus, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. He helps us to live our life, and when we follow him, he blesses it abundantly, and one day that will lead to eternal life. So why don't you pray with me right now, and let's ask that Jesus would guide us to be the way, the truth, and the life in each of our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I thank you that you sent your son Jesus to guide us in our lives. Thank you that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Lord, each day, would you help us to follow him? Would you grace us to follow Jesus' example, and that he would lead us to the Father as we try every day to follow his guidance, to learn from his teachings, and to live it out in our lives. We thank you for the blessing that you have given us in your son, Jesus. And we ask this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.